This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. There's a list of all the shows on deliberatenoise.com, but some of those shows are no longer funked, as opposed to defunct. So I'll be getting rid of them. So there will be an update to that page. However, if you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is derek@deliberatenoise.com. It's D-E-R-E-K. Ugh, messed up. You can email me at Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Okay, don't know if I should mention the Patreon page. Because I do have a Patreon page, but it's mostly for my Comic Book Noise podcast. So if you listen to both, hopefully you will donate. And if not, maybe you would want to go over to comicbooknoise.com and click on a Patreon link anyway, because any money that I get over there, I sort of use for the entire network. Not just Comic Book Noise, but the only reward that I have so far is for Comic Book Noise. So, I don't know, do what you want to do. You're grown. Anyway, speaking of being grown, one of the things I've been doing a lot lately is playing the game Mass Effect Andromeda. When I'm not playing Mass Effect Andromeda, I am reading the book Mass Effect Andromeda Nexus Uprising. So I will probably be talking a lot about it in the upcoming weeks and months, because I'm going to try to get back onto a regular schedule. Make sure you lock the door. But this is not going to turn into a video game podcast or a Mass Effect Andromeda podcast. I just want to point out that it is a video game that does have its flaws. I'm not going to say that it's a perfect game, but it is an enjoyable game. I'm entertained by it. And there's a lot of good science fiction stuff on there. So I'll probably be sharing some of that. Maybe something from the Codex. You know, just to show you what kind of stuff they have there. Because I really think that it's getting a bad rap. Because it's not just a shoot 'em up game. The whole thing is about exploring, you know. So there's first contacts to be made. Some go good, some go bad. You know, of course there's a lot of going around, assembling things and doing puzzles and finding, you know, a certain number of things. I mean, these are all video game tropes, but in the case of something that's mostly a shoot 'em up, I can see how that doesn't make sense. But this is a game of exploration, so if they tell me, hey, go out and find 16 different varieties of an animal or of a mineral that we haven't had in the Milky Way galaxy, then I don't see a big problem with that. You know, I mean, that's part of the job. And basically, the Mass Effect trilogy, the original trilogy, dealt with a soldier, and it didn't matter what kind of soldier it was, as in the certain technical and biotic abilities that they had. At the end of the day, they were a soldier, you know? They were there to kill the enemy. But with Mass Effect Andromeda, you're the pathfinder, you're an explorer, you're trying to lead a bunch of settlers into a brand new galaxy, you know. My ride will be here almost any second, so I don't want to get too deep into it. But one thing that I should tell you the whole overarching thing. I think I want to say right in the middle, not in the middle, like, but towards the beginning of Mass Effect 2, a bunch of people got together in a project called the Initiative to leave the galaxy and go to the nearby Andromeda galaxy. And it's taken 600 years, you know. And I think that's my ride. And so instead of also taking 600 years, there are certain things that go wrong. Some go right, some go wrong. But I will talk about them in another episode, because right now my ride's here. So thank you, and I will be back sooner rather than later.